Mikey. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Your Net Controller. Tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenwood County. In the interest of press of amateur radio, this stand is calling at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeaters. Also via EchoLink node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. In top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in a feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed off on the frequency are invited to check in. During formal traffic, announcements or bulletins for the net, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Plugging in the roll call, I want to remind everyone this is a direct event. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in across alphabetical group. Please check in. Please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and finger is gentlemen and network. First off, with the check-in, let's solve the freeze of the repeater, starting with KA3JCA Richard in Simpsonville, his wife Sally, KA4JCA, their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, KM4JWP, Simpsonville, W4SCM Fred TR, his wife Ella, N4IEI, also in TR, K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, W2AMD, Andrew Sitzville, KI4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock. And then we got KO4QLG, that's Chris Liberty, KO4WWZ, that's Chandler and Simpsonville, no, Easley, excuse me. And then we got KW4TS, Jillian Pelzer, KM4RJN, John Brown Summit, KJ4HF, Jack and Greenville, KM4HTV, Miss Wendy, she brings along her husband Mark, W2MJB, also in Simpsonville, K4OSH, Pat Malden, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, KB2BYQ, Dave Easley, KA2AXQ, Ken and Pickens, and then we got K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Appreciate everybody using the free check-in function out of the repeater. Oops, we got one more late entry, KO4ZYXRAY, that's Daniel in Woodruff. Appreciate everybody using the free check-in function out of the repeater. All right, well, we got an EchoLink station, so EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Please call WG4MC.
WG4MC, this is N1JBA, that's November 1. Juliet Bravo Alpha, this is James in Pelzer. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you so much.
N1JBA, that's James in Pelzer. Appreciate you talking about James. Hope you're doing well. Checking the EchoLink. All right, tonight being Thursday night, we start with the alphabetical group Quebec through Tango, key through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, and in regard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
WD8RON, that's Ed Brevard, appreciate stopping by, Ed, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. That group all to yourself, so we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, you through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. And Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative, and listening in. And if you could, when you recognize, give me a quick signal report on audio.
4MC. Net. Please check in November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo N4ZLK. I'm Shane in Northeast Pickens County, Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Greenville. Nothing to report.
Net control. Uniform X-ray. This is Joe. I'm back up here on Mount Pisgah this evening. I'll be negative and negative. 783 to everybody on the net.
Thanks for receiving. Thanks for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Would like to welcome WD8RON and Brevard. Appreciate you stopping by in. KN4VWA, that's Steve in Edmond. N4ZLK, Shane, over there in Cleveland. Appreciate you stopping by, Shane. KO4YHY, that was Jim in Greenville. KE0UU X-ray, that's Joe in Mount Pisgah. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z from the Blue Ridge Team Unit. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MCR Net Control. Plan group at the moment, so we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Unit. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
4NC. Matt, please check in Kilo Mike 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC, K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We live in Pickens. We're negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am mobile in Spartanburg, and I'll be negative and negative.
The Blue Ridge 2 minute in. That was a great group for Shannon, starting with W4DJW, Dave and Greer, and we got KK4DMW Rick and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, your daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ Rick. Please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. So we got KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Kurt. K1CJW, Rowan and Pickens. KN4CHY, that's Keith in Seneca. W4CTW, that's Tyler in Spartanburg. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Call. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Cart, negative and negative.
From KC2BQV, that's Bob and Gray Cart. Appreciate you stopping by with Bob. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HK. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Matt, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
4MC. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, all good. And Matt, I'll be negative, negative tonight. Thanks. KO4HK X-ray, that's Patrick Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Right for that group, so we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, say 73, for each one of you.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
4 MC. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Form C, the motor is sending me the net. Please welcome KK4JFO. That's James up there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you're doing well. Then we have Mr. Duncan in Ashley, we got KO4JKV, appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. Then we got KK4JVQ, Mr. Larry and his wife Donna, KC4MFK, they made their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello, hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Motorist 2 Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC. Motorist 2 Internet, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the very patient route for the Thursday evening edition of the Motorist 2 Internet. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Motorist 2 Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. 4MC.
You check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm on the empty box tonight in the work. Send to you, Matt, all the net, be negative and negative tonight.
KO4NNH, that's Fred, moving around in Piedmont on his way to work. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred, and hope you have a good evening at work. And then we got Mr. Walt in there, sounding good, Mr. Walt, K4OM. Good to have you all again. Hope you're doing well. All right, we've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
W4GMZ, net control. This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo Robert, down in Joanna tonight. And I have a question about cable, again, if I may. 73s to everyone else.
Well, I might have checked in over the web, but this is KO4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4. Zulu Echo Whiskey. This is Ben in Simpsonville. Sometimes I like to check in voice. So I am negative negative. I might stick around and listen to Rag 2, but I have no announcements. And thank you for calling that. 73 to all.
The Motorist Team Internet would like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Robert and Joannis. Appreciate you stopping by, Robert. We'll stand by and we'll get your question here just as soon as we get through the forum portion. Then we got KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Ben. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative. 73 to all.
From KO4WTQ, that's Greg in Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Greg. Hope you're doing well. 72-4MC now securing the full portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now get the Rag 2 portion. Mr. Rowland, KD4SRR, I believe you had a question, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. All righty. I ordered some cable from the Smiley Face place the other day, and it arrived, and I thought I was getting LMR 400, i.e. times microwave 400. Well, come to find out that I got Superflex MPD, Mary Paul Delta. Now, this is an outfit out of Albany, Georgia. is considered the same in a lot of ways, said to be even a little more flexible than the time microwave ultraflex. Okay. I can't really find anything to verify that or what have you. And what I was afraid of is that maybe I paid top price for just a tad under the best that I was thinking I was getting. My question is, has anybody ever used any of the MPD 400 Ultraflex? And if they have, what they thought about it compared to the known brand times microwave? That is my question tonight.
Seeing the Blue Ridge team in the net, does anybody have a comment regarding Robert's question? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. Sorry we couldn't get your question answered, but maybe try it again tomorrow night. Maybe somebody be on the net tomorrow night with an answer for you. Anything else for the good of the net this evening, sir?
Comment.
Well, that's the homework assignment for everyone on Friday. But don't worry if you don't get the answer right. It's only 10% of your grade.
There, go ahead, sir.
MC, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and KO4RYP. That's Chad and Anna in Campobello. And I'd like to comment on Robert's question.
KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and he brings on his wife, Anna. KO4RYP, they're in Campobello. Go ahead, Chad, with hopefully the answer to Mr. Robert's question.
SRRKO4NUE.
Chad, thanks for coming back to help us solve this mystery.
Questions. Do you have an antenna analyzer with a cable test function on it?
Something I can't afford, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'm assuming you don't have one. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're right.
That, here's basically your answer. Well, here's what I would do. Keep my line as short as possible on VHF and UHF. And transmit on it. If you have an SWR meter, you know, there's a lot of factors there with SWR, but if you have a known piece of cable that's working now, and record the SWR off of it, when you replace it with this new you got, SWR of same length should be about the same. I understand SWR is determined somewhat mostly by the antenna, but I'm just saying if the cable is bad, it's going to show when you put that new length in there. Was there any paperwork with it, Robert?
Well, there's just the cable in the bag. On the Smiley Face site, they do tell you that it's 60 days replaced for any reason. Some like 3 years for connection failure and up to 10 years for the stuff just, going out on you. So, sounds good. And according to a alleged independent site, what it's telling me is kind of a contrary to what I've heard, that hardline is the best. But obviously, it doesn't flex. And, the common wisdom has been you can get the flexi stuff, but you might lose 15%. According to this other source, however, they're saying if you didn't need it, you just paid more than what you should have. That's what they're telling. So they're saying it's equal. Now, whether the stranded is bigger in the middle, I'm not going to cut it because it's got finished ends on it, but according to what I see, it doesn't look any bigger. I'm sure it's pretty good, but, I was expecting Times Microwave because that's the name brand, and you're kind of wondering if you're getting the store brand, which often is as good, but often isn't. I'm just wondering, it's 5% difference, no, I'm not going to worry about. Maybe 10%. it's going up, and, you know, that's what I'm going to have. If there's a big difference, then I'm going to feel kind of fleeced in the deal.
Comment. Man on the mountain gets preference. So I just Googled that, and there is a site called MPD Digital, and they are, needless to say, somewhat proud of that. I have not found any specifications like, you know, you're looking for so much loss per 100 feet and that kind of stuff. But basically, they made it white with a PVC jacket for marine applications, and they say that it is cheaper than LMR 400. But anyway, I just Googled it and came up with their site, and it's made by a company called Consolidated Wire, which also makes RG213, RG8X, those kind of things. Anyway, I think I do what Chad was suggesting, and if you're looking at running 100 feet or less, I'm not real sure I'd worry a whole lot about it, unless you find out that it is really, really awful. Beyond that, I'm gonna hush up because I'll start telling you more than I know. KC4EZN, back to the net.
Robert, KD4SRR, WG4MC, did that get your question answered, sir?
Pretty much there, and probably I'm being picky uni and a worry ward, but you just wonder, you know, when you pay what I did, which wasn't terrible, but, you know, I'm used to thinking, you know, 8X is expensive. You know, because I'm cheap. But I paid good price for this, and I got the white because it was actually a little cheaper. It didn't make a difference to me, but, you know. Anyway, you don't want to pay more second best. But they do get a good warranty on it. But, of course, I've had good warranties that on paper that don't work. But, yeah, I'm being kind of, you know, here, but just wondering if maybe I could have done better with the genuine times microwave. Anyway, that's my rant for the night. My apologies to anyone who may have been offended, maybe. Anyway, enough of me and my foolishness. We'll put it up and see how it works. Especially when my HF radio gets here next week. Yee! Anyway, well, I'll use it when I legally can. This is Back to the Net. This is Robert, KD4SRR.
Comment.
Okay, KD4SRR, WG4C. Well, good to know, Robert. And again, thanks for checking in, and I hope that works out for you. Go ahead, comment. I think that was you, Chad.
That KO4NUE. Robert, you can't take it with you, and it's just money. So, don't worry about it. if it passes the meter, there's not a direct short in it, then transmit on it. And if you can't flex it at your workbench, you know, at the radio, which you're going to have a hard time doing that. Don't ask me how I know that. Get you some short jumpers of 8X, you know, keep it under 2 or 3 feet long, and you'll be just fine. But, you know, I would, if you got it at a discount, I would make sure there ain't a direct short in it. And, you know, go with that. But I think you'll be just fine. And just keep this in mind now. I'm assuming you're using this for UHF or VHF or maybe not. But if you got 100 foot of it and you only need 60, then cut it. Because that extra 40 is going to make a big difference on VHF and UHF. But that's just my rant. I'll let you go. 73, be safe. Back, this KO4 NUE back to net.
Appreciate the comments, Chad. Robert, KED4SRR, WD4MC. I got one quick question for you. So what HF rig did you choose?
Well, I didn't get the Yazoo and I didn't get the Zagoo. I found me a good old American, better than American-made, Tennessee-made Tentec Delta 5890 by USA. Anyway, this thing has been tested, and it was just a couple hundred doll hairs, as we have to often say, so they don't think we're selling anything. And the guy's got more rigs than the Museum of Ham. And so he sent me a long demo of it, and I'm going to try it out. And then I'm going to get me that tuner that I was advertising about last night. And then with my new cable, heck, I don't want to brag, just fact, I might be better than a lot of y'all with your digital stuff. Anyway, before I get in trouble, and oh, by the way, Chad, you were talking about barbecue last night and your dad. I'll have to talk to you after the net somewhere about Banjo-Q. Anyway, we'll talk at you a little later. Thanks so much for the levity and patience tonight of the entire network. This is KD4SRR in Joanna. We are definitely clear and going to be quiet now.
Another comment. All right, well, Robert, you'll have to let us know how that rig works. Go ahead and comment.
KC4EZN. Robert, you don't get off the hook that easy, y'all. That hook's got a barb in it. I happen to have a 10-tank Corsair, too, and which is maybe a little bit older than what you've got. It's completely analog. I have the matching 10-tank manual tuner for it. And when you were asking about wanting to buy a manual tuner, I was going to ask you why, because I have both the manual and the one that you just pushed the little button. So I know how to use both of them. And just to tell you what I think of that 10-tank Corsair 2, the only swap I would consider with that radio is to swap it for an ICOM 7610 even. That lets you know what I think of the Corsair 2. I like that radio. I know somebody that can fix it when it needs it. And the only thing that I would tell you to do is to read the manual very, very carefully and be sure you understand how to work the ALC and the drive. I'm assuming that radio's got a self-protection circuit in it, and I know mine, when I get things out of kilter, it just turns itself off. That's its protection. But you've got probably one of the best radios made, and I also have an ICOM 7300 to compare it with. So I like both of those radios. They're both very easy to listen to radios. So with that, you've got a really good radio, and if it's in as good condition, it's been taken care of, it may last as long as you last. With that, we'll turn it back to the net, and I'll be clear too. WG4MC and everybody else, KC4EZN, and I'm clear this time.
WG4MC, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Appreciate the hot comments, Harry. All right, WG4MC, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, looking for check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd Mobile in Simpsonville.
See. Cat in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, right, welcome. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well.
So we got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you're doing well. Alright, 7G4C, the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Final call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you may like to do some range, you please call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge 2 Internet, that long pause means we have everybody this evening, so stand by just a minute and I will send the net report. Now, securing the Blue Ridge 2 Internet with our Thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
G4MC, KC4EGM.
UE, this is KD4SRR. Are you still there, Chad?
RKO4NUE. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I hope I'm not holding you up too much. I wanted to get there last night, but I was having such a fit with Echolink. When you were talking about the blue tooth smokers and stuff, I wanted to get in and ask you, since you said your dad competed, is that right? If he'd ever been to Banjobi Q down in Augusta.
My stepbrother competes. He did the Memphis, some big barbecue fest up there, and I think one down in Augusta somewhere. I can't remember what it was though, but I know he did the big Memphis one.
That would have probably been a couple of years, 3 years ago, maybe in Evans, Georgia, around Memorial Day weekend.
Robert, I think the last one he went to was 8 or 10 years ago. It's been a while. But he's got a big smoker he had built in Texas, and it stays up here at the farm. And we cook a pig on it, and he lives up in North Carolina, so when he comes down, we'll stay up all day and all night cooking a pig for the family and all. And he's passed along some tips and tricks.
Well, Banjobi Q is a music festival and a Kansas City style, whatever it is, barbecue festival. So normally it's Memorial Day weekend, but when COVID hit and then they had some other delays, they had to move the thing. They had to move it out of Evans over to the old Green Jackets, Augusta Green Jackets Stadium. Well, they had problems with alligators and snakes because it's next to Lake Olmsted. So then they had to move it again. Now they got it at the Columbia County Fairgrounds this year, and it's going to come up like October 14th and 15th. I'll let it drop for a second. It has $40,000 in prizes.
Okay. All right. Well, do you compete, or you just do it on the weekends, or what?
I don't compete. I go for the music, but the smells are unbelievable. And what makes it interesting this year is being in October, some of the big rigs from Ohio, and they're about maybe tied up with the football games. So the competition may be actually a little easier this year. First prize is $6,500 plus a bejeweled banjo for a trophy. Second prize is not shabby. It's $4,500. Even fifth prize is a grand. And then they got different prizes just for the best chicken leg, like $1,000 for that.
Okay. Well, I'll let him know. He's getting a little bit of age on him. I don't know if he's competing anymore, but I'll let him know, or me and Anna might ride down there and check it out. But, the only competition happens around here between me and Dad. And that's him getting that Bluetooth controlled smoker. That's worth more than $45,000 to me right there. Because if I can just dingle my phone at him from the porch and he thinks I'm messing with his smoking, that's worth a lot of money.
Of lifetimes of paybacks, Dad, when you got over on me.
Right. I just need to figure out how to send him a picture of. I know what I'll do. I'll go over and sneak a picture when he goes in the house of the temperature on it, and take a picture of it, and then come back on the porch. And when he's out there checking it, I'll just text him a picture of the actual temperature on the front of it, and just that'll tear him up. I mean, just tear him up.
Well, like I said, you might want to take him over there to Banjo BQ. The tickets went up to a whole $58 for 2 days. That's tax, tags, and license, which is cheap enough. And every dime of it goes to some animal charities over there and legitimate veterans and different things. Papa Joe was the start of it. I forgot Papa Joe's last name, but it seemed like he was with the big beverage distributor over there in the CSRA.
Okay. All right. Well, let's change gears here for a minute. So, what you gonna do with your cable? Is it got ends on it already?
Slice and dice it. I got a 65-foot length because I could, and it wasn't but about $5 more to get 65. And that way, if I decide to move it up or down a little bit, and I'll use it on the VHF UHF. It'll give me enough slack to still feed through the hole in the side of the window over here and give me some flexible room to move it, you know, back and forth and maybe raise it up a little higher and what have you.
Well, sounds good. Like I said, I've never heard of that brand. But I've learned a hard lesson with coax. I mean, a hard lesson. As far as, you know, nothing costly, but just loss of power. I didn't realize when I started off, and Larry and Walt and Gary, you know, got me straight on the net, exactly how much loss is occurring. And, I started off with, I think, 100 foot of RG-58, you know, not knowing. And, you know, everybody was telling me, you can't do that, it's too much loss. And so I took the time and measured it one day, and I forget what it was, but at 50 watts at the end of a 100 foot run, I was, you know, getting maybe 7-8 watts at the antenna. So makes a big difference. When 100 watts is all you got, you got to manage it and get all you can get out of it.
Well, since when I get this 5890 in, I'm just going to hook it on to the 8X and just listen. Yeah, I might do what I could legally do on 10. In fact, I got a 10 meter stick out here I can put up and, you know, attach somewhere and probably do okay for temporarily. It's more of an incentivizer to get this radio. But then, if I really like this white stuff I got for the VHF, the UHF, then what the heck, I'll put out the dough and get matching cables.
That's one of those spots you don't need to. You need to get some good stuff, you know. And I'm all about saving a dollar. Trust me. But some things, you know, some things it's okay to go to Harbor Freight and get, you know, a one-time use. But other times it's not, you know. Sometimes you just got to break down and go see the old Matco man or Snap-on, you know, and get the good stuff. And that's going to be one of those places that you know, you're going to have to bite the bullet. And that's why I'm saying you can't take it with you, and it's just money.
But, you know, you have radios and then you have ammunition. And you wonder, could I have got that extra 500 shells? to put back for that event in history.
I understand what you're saying, but here's my philosophy on that, if you're interested. Probably not, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm not a DXer, and I respect people who do. That's, you know, I get it. But that's just, you know, that's not my deal. My opinion is I'm not gonna ask somebody in France to come help me when I need help. I'm gonna get on, you know, one of the gas tank frequencies and see what I can do that way. And that's about all that matters to me. And, I mean, it's nice occasionally to be able to hit another country and whatnot, but, you know, I'm just in it for a different reason, I guess.
And I would never ask for anybody for anything from France, to be quite honest with you. Maybe Czechoslovakia for some gun parts, but that's a whole nother discussion for another day. Now, that's one reason I'm getting this 2980, or 50, I messed up, 5890. It's a darn good radio, and it gets me on the air, and as I've said in the past, I'm just not a big fan of all the hoops you have to go through many times to do digital. You know, it just is a whole lot of work. Almost like the bulletin boards back in the 1990s and all the different computer systems. It was just too many different ways to not get a whole lot difference in results. To me, that's just me.
That's KO4NUE. I agree with that somewhat, but here's the part you're not seeing, is that if you try to figure that out by yourself, yeah, it's just about not worth it. But, you know, if you got somebody to help you, you know, that makes all the difference. That makes all the difference. And, you know, I'm not good at reading texts. I mean, I can read how to do something, but there's just no substitution for another person, you know, working with you and showing you. I know Harry, KC4EZN. He's his 10 tech. I'm pretty sure he does FT8. What he is. And, I mean, I had a 10 tech Omni. That's what I practiced with to get my general ticket. And, absolutely loved the radio. I had no complaint. I mean, it's just beautiful. It functioned the way, it was wonderful. It was given to me, and, that's what I got my general ticket with. So I passed it on to a young man so he could learn to get his general with it. But, you know, I agree with Harry. It's a nice radio, and I think it'll do everything you want it to do. Digital, too, probably. But, you know, don't get frustrated with digital mode. That's, you know, you need some help with it, just let me know. I'll get you straight when you're ready.
Roger that. I'm just looking at what they're doing with digital, and maybe I'm barking up the complete wrong tree. But we've had a lot of these things in the, as far as inputs and outputs and stuff like that in the entertainment industry ever since we started getting digital sound consoles and we started recording our own, you know, we had our own interface to record music on a laptop or an Apple, you know, and it's so, when you're dealing with audio, well, I've had to deal with video too, which is a whole lot, you know, a lot more complicated, incredible bandwidth, and a lot of time rendering videos. I'll let it drop for a second. You got to have 32 gigabytes just to render, to even start to render a 4K video. you know, you're talking about a lot of stuff there. So audio is nowhere near as critical or demanding, even if you do the highest quality.
Well, I'll just say, when I started off, I just, you know, I was the same way. I installed this digital stuff, this, that, and the other, But, you know, time went on, and you start looking into it a little bit better, a little bit closer. It comes a point to where you're going to look at it enough, and you're going to say, okay, I can see the benefit here. And that's kind of where I am with it. Is, you know, analog's fun, and you can send traffic messages with analog, you know, with your voice. But when you can send accurate bulk data, that's a little different ball game as far as I'm concerned.
I go back to the original. You probably do too. You sound younger than you are, but I know you've been around. You remember the original packet radio. A lot of people use the, the HTX 212 Radio Shack unit, and they just set them up as packet radios. And I remember a friend, he downloaded a chess program. It took him half the night, but he could play like Asteroids quality chess. And then we all kind of looked at each other and went, man, that's a lot of work. But that was analog. So if digital could clean up the front end of the signal, you know, the input, then I'm all for that. And also the output. But I don't know if I really want to, it's a bulletin board. You're using the internet. And when things go wrong,
you
ain't going to have the internet.
Is your email address up on QRZ?
Yes, it is. But I'll go ahead and give it to you. I don't mind broadcasting it. It's Keller Courier, one word, all lowercase. I'm not going to spell it out. They did last night, but it's K-E-L-L-E-R. Courier, one word, KellerCourier@gmail.com.
Well, next day or so, I'm gonna send you a data file to your email account from my 2 meter radio. Then I'm gonna move over and send you the same email file off of HF. And, I'll get your telephone number. I mean, I'm not asking for it, but I'm just saying I can send you a text message on your cell phone through the 2 meter radio, too. So you think about that for a minute. You can kind of see the use there. And it's not difficult, and software to do all that's free too, I'd like to say. So with that, I'll let you go, bud. Be careful down there in Joanna. You know, they got some geechies down there that'll get you, so just stay aware. It's KO4 NUE 73s. Robert, have a good night, sir. I'm clear.
For bending my ear there, and like I said, I'm not trying to be a Luddite about digital. My entire life was network control, this and that, and working with digital consoles and stuff like that too. So that's one reason you want to call me a Luddite, I'll be a proud Luddite. I believe in RF and RF for the sake of RF. If I want to do digital, I need to just discipline the brain cells, buckle down, and learn the original binary. CW, because CW is going to get out when all else fails.
Get that. Right about that. All right, 73, sir. Have a good night. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
All right, thank you, Chad. W4NUE, this is KD4SRR. Now I will relinquish the net and shut up so the rest of y'all can have it. 73s.
KD4SRR, KC4EZN.
Well, I'll take your call. This is KD4SRR. Howdy. How you doing?
You talking, Robert?
Yeah, this is Robert. How you doing?
Doing good. A couple of things. When you, I was looking at that cable you bought, and at least according to their website, it is a substitute for LMR 400. Not as good as LMR 400, they say that, but in looking at how they say it's made, it has got aluminum and copper in it. And so my, I'm not going to give you advice here. I'm going to tell you what to do. When you hook that piece of cable up outside, do the best job of weatherproofing that joint that you can think of. Or if you can get some of this self-organizing tape and wrap it around where your coax screws into whatever your antenna connection is, or just make sure that that connection is really, really water, not water resistant, but waterproof, because when you have two dissimilar metals, like copper and aluminum, when they get wet, corrosion forms, and that's when that cable is going to give you a problem. But if you weatherproof it real well, it ought to be there. Like I say, the people that make it think real high of it, you need to get you about somewhere between a 5 pound and a 5 gallon bucket of salt with most of these ads. But that would be the one thing I would tell you. The other thing is, when you're talking about digital, the digital modes that we talk about on HF are more properly called sound card modes. What you actually broadcast with your radio is a sound which is composed of tones. And if you can make your tongue move that quickly, you can imitate those tones. It's not zeros and ones in the true digital. All that happens inside your computer. And if you, and like I say, I run digital modes on that Corsair 2, and it does not have a computer connection anywhere on it. Everything goes, the sound comes out of the headphone connection, and the sound goes back into the mic connection on that radio. And when propagation disappeared, when the sunspots went away, voices went away on HF, and I read an article about how to build a little interface box to hook the computer to the radio, and I never looked back. And today, somewhere probably 70-80% of all of the, I don't call them conversations, but all of the contacts made on HF are done on the digital modes. And you can use FLDigi to get ready, and PSK and all of that. And again, all the digital stuff's inside your computer. The hardest thing you have to do is, if you're using WSJTX, is to be sure that all of your bit rates and baud and sampling rates and all that stuff between your radio and your computer are agreeing. And if you've got an analog radio, none of that matters. Dig into that a little bit, because the digital that you're talking about with audio and video and all of that is not what the digital radio we're talking about is. It's, like I say, all that happens inside your computer. Really and truly, if you held a microphone of the computer up to the speaker of your radio and you've got the software in your computer, you could decode those signals and watch them on your screen. That makes any sense. So don't be afraid of it. It's just another one of those things. I like DX a lot. And it's a lot of fun. And I like to play around with antennas. And one of my prouder moments is I've got a little antenna made out of tent poles. It's 20 feet long, and I worked a guy in Africa on 12 meters with that antenna. That's just part of the fun of what we're doing. Anyway, we'll let you go, Robert. I think you've got about, you might need to check in with Daniel tomorrow night to park one of his trucks. My radio beeped at me and said I've been talking too long. Talk to Daniel tomorrow night, borrow one of his trucks, and all this advice you've been giving, you can haul it home and dump in your front yard and sort through it. We'll turn it back to you, Robert. Enjoyed talking at you. KD4SRR, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, I didn't forget your call sign. Man, I'm ready for the home. Anyway, I appreciate it. And that's what I was thinking, that really this is a DSP, which stands for Digital Sound Processing. It sends it into the computer and basically cleans it up. It turns it into bits and bytes, cleans it up, and shoves it back out an analog output. So, and you were talking about the bit rates and all like that. That's what I was looking at, and I was going like, this is not as complicated. Well, it was then when we were trying to figure out music. But I've got a little device here that is a digital interface that runs off USB power. And it was made for guitar or microphone. I paid $5 for it in a pawn shop. That way I can actually hook my sound into my laptop and record or podcast or do whatever. But it's got the simplest of little digital interfaces to it. So, yeah, I'm all jiggy with the, as they would say, with the digital sound processing, cleaning up the signal. My only worry is with a radio like an Argosy or what I've got or what you've got is just overdriving the input with my exuberance, you know, not overdriving that. And then being able to use compression and whatever else, noise gate or whatever else to just clean the signal up like we would in a musical performance.